This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, and the stories that leads today's show are as follows. Amazon and 1,600 Echo Dots put in a very strategic location. The iOS 11 law enforcement button. We're going to talk about Cox and how they're upcharging for unlimited data. And we're going to talk about the Charlotte fallout. Plus, of course, all of the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1221 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, August 17th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or simply paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners and viewers of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking us out for the very, very first time. And, you know, really, to stay connected with the show, it's very simple. All you have to do is load the website, geeknewscentral.com. And when you get there, all you have to do at that point is subscribe to the podcast. And there's links right on the right-hand column of the website to do that, whether it be on Apple Podcasts, on Android, via email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, or just using a old school RSS feed. You can do that. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, go ahead and click on the more subscribe option. Don't forget to check out the site on a daily basis. The writing team is putting great content together. If you really love us, go ahead and click on the newsletter lever down below, newsletter link down in the important links area. Basically, I send you an email with all of the show's show notes, basically everything that you're going to see in the blog post. So get hooked up there. We want you to be part of the Ohana here, be part of the family, and stay connected so you don't miss a single episode. If you have comments on today's show, you can email me at geeknews@gmail.com. You can, of course, follow me on Twitter @geeknews. You can join our Slack channel by sending me an email and asking to be added to the Slack chat channel. You can follow on Google Plus or on Facebook. You can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel or on Apple TV via the Geek News Central video feed. You can listen on the Amazon Echo, or you can listen on Stitcher, watch a review on Blueberry.com, or tell your Google Home device to play the podcast Geek News Central. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by my GNC team, the podcast legend show hosted by yours truly. And of course, we got the new media show done by every Saturday by Rob Grilling and myself. I've got a neighbor at 8.06 p.m. It sounds like he's ripping plywood. Can you guys hear that back there? He's not too far away. And I'm like, okay, good on you, dude. Quit ripping plywood this time of night. But that's what happens when you have the studio and the windows are open here at the Hacienda. Hey, of course, this show is supported by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And GoDaddy really makes it possible for me to do what I do on this show. And we hope that you'll consider supporting our sponsor, GoDaddy.com, by really all you got to do is go to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, go over to the website, and there's codes there. Codes for every occasion, 30% off new product purchases, 99cent.com. You can get you can get a website with a free domain, just going to cost you $12 a year. So $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain, $1 a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. Again, all those are, it's $12, get an $8.49 value domain name. So essentially, you know, you're in it for, $350 for a year. So this is the key. And when you get to the checkout counter, if they have more than 1 year selected, you can always change the year increment to make sure it's 1 year. Of course, those of you who are business owners, 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. All these codes, all these savings are at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want you to go over there, save money, support the show, share these codes with your friends, family members, people that you know. and help us continue to make goal month after month. And I do appreciate everyone. So today I kind of let the genie out of the bottle. I've been talking to all of you about the gems, and had some significant success here, folks. I've been changing the message up a little bit on the gems. I've done a rotation of the messages, and even though the click-throughs were not declining, I just wanted to try some different methodology. Man, it's amazing. Really is. And I think we're seeing some significant attraction doing it with promoting my GoDaddy stuff. So it's kind of an interesting marketing thing, viral marketing. So I've got three more headed to another location, three more headed here. So I'm going to have a total of 9 of these bad boys, and I'll let you know when I... this is the last show before I'm off next week. I go to Podcast Movement. So I'll talk to you about this when I get down in Florida and how they went, because I'm going to be traveling with these bad boys for the next week. Well, starting a week from Monday, or this coming Monday. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'll keep you guys advised how it works. Got my presentation shaped all together for Podcast Movement, and now I just got to throw some pictures in. And then I think I'll be done. I'm going to do a couple of cold run-throughs. Always like to do that and you know how I do it. I put the laptop in the living room with the screen hooked up to the big screen TV. And then I walk through the presentation as if I was giving it to an audience. It gives me a chance to kind of tweak and give myself some little tipper notes that I may have, or... You know what I do in presentations? I make little marks on the presentation that cues me to go a little deeper into a topic. So that's all done. So do a couple run-throughs and be ready to go next week. But this today, I'm gonna just be straight up with all of you. Today started with me doing a 3 a.m. wake-up call. I have been up 17 hours at this point. Yes, I am... energized. So I hope I keep going all the way through them. I had a big meeting today. I had to be on the phone at about 9:15 Eastern. Oh, yeah, that's even a little early for me. And I was prepping last night, getting ready for the meeting. 3 hours, a 3-hour meeting. Ah, oh, yeah, it was good. It was good. No complaining. You have to make, you gotta make hay when the sun's shining. But I knew tonight, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be, wiped. So hold on to your hats, and we're going to be good. But tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., I record your podcast with Mike Dell. And then I'm going to be just in prep mode to leave for Los Angeles Monday. But anyway, I want to talk about something that I saw a review. And I normally don't show gear off on this show, but Daniel J. Lewis over at the Audacity Podcast talked about a piece of gear called the Mix Pre 6. And it was so compelling to me that this new device, which is not inexpensive, this is about $900, is now going to become the new on the road recording machine. But what's cool about this particular device is, with just a few cables, I can do Skype interviews with this, and it ties through with my laptop and everything. And essentially, if I was to ever rebuild the studio, I wouldn't be able to do it with this, but this definitely is going to be like everything we would possibly need for CES and going to that event. And it's got 4 channels. I'm really excited about this particular device, and I'll let you know how it works out. But it's come from a company called Sound Devices, and it's definitely designed to be a portable recorder. It runs off of batteries, or, and I bought the adapter so you can use a battery from Sony as well. So anyway, I keep you advised on this, but the Mix Pre 6, a new gadget that's coming. I haven't bought any gadgets in a long time. So this is a new addition here, and we'll see how it sounds when I get to Florida with it. But other than that, that's it. Let's get into the content. I got a whole stack of stuff to get through tonight for sure with you on the news. Lots of stuff in the news right now, and I guess I'll wait till I get to the article to talk a little bit about some clarifications about some stuff, because I was concerned on the last show how I came across. I just want to make sure that I'm clear and you guys are clear what I meant. I didn't get any negative feedback, but sometimes you say something later and you're like, how did they take that? But anyway, let's first off talk about what Amazon's doing. Amazon's going to be putting 1,600 Echo Dots in Arizona State University's engineering student dorms. So think about this for just a second. You have engineering students. They're going to get access to this device, and Amazon is basically hedging their bets that these students will be able to practice the voice user interface and basically come up with development skills on consumer hardware. ASU has built a new work/live space for first-year engineering students called the Tooker House, T-O-O-K-E-R, kind of a weird word, Tooker House, and those moving into its residence will be able to opt into the program and receive an Echo Dot for the dorm room. The school says Amazon has donated 1,600 Echo Dots, and it's also providing developer kits to help add technology to ASU's existing engineering curriculum. Brilliant, 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 brilliant. You provide these engineering students the dev kit. You mark my words. In a year, we're going to start hearing about some stuff that's coming out for the Amazon devices. And we're going to hear stuff coming out. We're going to hear of startups coming out of Arizona State. Previous company partnerships initiatives have not been entirely successful. There were concerns over privacy at the university when they teamed up with CourseSmart, when they worked with the Los Angeles Unified School District, where they, Apple did a program that really didn't get going. So we'll see, but it's an opt-in deal at ASU. So this is exciting. I think this is a very, very smart by the Amazon. What does it cost them? Nothing, really, in the scheme of things, nothing. So, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant move by the team there at Amazon. I was really pretty shocked today when I heard about this fine. And what the fine was the iOS 11 review has some people are calling it a cop button. I don't think that's the right word to call it. I think it's better termed as a law enforcement button. But this button is going to temporarily disable Touch ID. Now, if you remember, we've talked about this before. What happens when you have Touch ID? They can compel you to unlock your phone with your thumb. You don't have to. You can say no, but if it's got Touch ID enabled, they can compel you to unlock your phone. But if you have a password only, they cannot compel you. And there's court proceedings that uphold this. Now, you may spend some time in the slammer if you're trying to keep law enforcement out of your phone, but it's all about self-incrimination. A fingerprint can be used to unlock something. It's not self-incriminating. But when you speak, and this is the way the courts have interpreted it, when you when you speak, you are. So all you have to do is click the home button 5 times. Boom, 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 boom. 5 times. Now, what that will bring up is not only going to bring up this disable Touch ID feature or this implementation, it's also going to bring up the ability to call 911. So you can choose to call 911 or you can choose to disable Touch ID. So imagine now, you know, you've just been, you've been at the bar, you've had a few drinks, you get pulled over and, you know, have you been drinking? And, you know, they want to look at your phone to see if you take any pictures or whatever it may be, whatever you've gotten pulled over for. If you want to disable the Touch ID, you can, so that law enforcement can't get into it. Now, we all know that Apple is essentially thumbing their nose here. And it can make, how do you just ride with everyone? I'm sure the drug dealers are going to be real happy with this, right? You know, I don't think most of them are using iPhones anyway. I think they're using old flip phones because of all the issues with the tracking and everything with smartphones anyway. But we know there's a bunch of cases where the police have all these confiscated phones and they can't unlock them. And it's a hot topic for law enforcement. So it's kind of like Apple is like thumbing their nose. What do you think about what Apple has done here? I am curious to know, you know, what you think about this. So let me know. Drop me an email, geeknews@gmail.com. Looks like that. Yeah, I guess that camera is not straight. I'm on a different camera right now. All right, I want to talk just a little bit about Cox. Cox is now charging its customers $50 extra each month for unlimited data. They also introduce a $30 per month charge that adds 500 gigs to the standard 1 terabyte of data. So Cox customers who go over the 1 terabyte cap without having purchased extra or unlimited data, pay a $10 charge for each additional 50 gigs. You know, Cox, shame on you. And, you know, it really drives me crazy here. You know, I pay a lot for broadband. I don't have Cox here. I pay a lot for broadband. A ridiculous amount for broadband, not only in the home, but when I'm mobile too. More than any person should have to pay, to be honest with you. But, and it's not always stable. I had to kick all my kids off online gaming before we started the show tonight. But the this $50 for unlimited is just extortion, in my opinion. You know, you pay whatever it is your base price is, and I think my base price for broadband for 200 down, 30 up, and I never get 30. I might get lucky if I get 10, is about $120. So if they add, and this is just for internet connection number one, and if they add, if I had to pay an extra 50, I'd be up to 170 to get reasonably fast internet with unlimited bandwidth. I know I go over 1 terabyte for sure. With the two teenage adults in the house and a teenager, then my wife, and she, you know, she's plopped on the couch on her iPad. You know, very, very stuff, little stuff being, and you know, I'm the one using Netflix most, well, between my daughter and I, two Netflix connections going on at once. So we suck it up. In a hurry. So they've rolled this out in 18 states so far. And not all Cox customers face the caps yet. But Cox brought the overage fees to Arizona, Louisiana, Nevada, Oklahoma. Cox was already enforcing data caps in Arkansas, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and Ohio. We need to raise the roof. We need to start fighting back. This is that because TV subscriptions are going down, they got to make up the money on the other side. That's what it's all about. It really, really is. Okay, I'm going to switch to a topic here that's been in the news all week. It's about the Charlotte situation. We talked a little bit about it on the last show. And, you know, I had my head down pretty hardcore. And, you know, all I had basically, and I hadn't been watching news. I knew about the lady that had gotten, sadly had gotten killed by what I understand now to be a white supremacist or whatever he titles himself as, neo-Nazi or whatever it is, whatever it is. And I didn't fully realize on the last show that the main group of people that were protesting were like this huge white supremacist neo-Nazi group. I kind of like had some basic information, and again, I hadn't been in deep on it, so obviously it's been in the news all this week, and I've gotten up to speed, and I had already said that one site that had posted something so horrendous, who basically hasn't found a home yet, had gotten booted by GoDaddy and Google, and now the Russians have booted them. Well, anyway, long story short, I really don't understand. I know, I live here in Hawaii. We've been here 20 years. Even when we lived in Maryland, and we lived in Southern Maryland, there was a little bit of racism that was going on there. Not only white on black, but white on Asian. There was, you know, some of that going on, and, you know, and I've been down in Southern Maryland in, you know, recent years, and that whole situation's at least on the surface has changed, and I travel a lot across the country, and I just don't see this anymore. And I was literally kind of like, whoa, because I saw the number of, I watched a Vice video, and the number of people that were there was just like, blew me away. And I guess in a country, when you have a country as large as the United States, there is going to be groups that are going to be like this. But it was just, it was pretty amazing to me to see that many people. Now, we already talked about GoDaddy. I applaud GoDaddy for what they did. I applaud Cloudflare for basically, they're coming out and saying, we're not going to support the Daily Stormer. We're not going to prevent their site from being having a denial of service attack. And I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but I had went on to our site at blueberry.com and went into our directory and basically checked the listings to see if this website had a podcast. They had two. So they were not claimed accounts. It was just something we basically crawl iTunes, we crawl a lot of different sites, and we had added those shows basically automatically. So, and not, you know, we don't go looking, because there's 400,000 shows in the directory. So obviously I disabled those two shows, made sure they couldn't be claimed, locked them out. So didn't hear anything else. But then Tuesday, someone sent me a Facebook message and said, hey, do you know about this person and this site? And they're using Blueberry's stats. The guy had messaged me in Facebook Messenger and he put me a link to where this is another individual that had all kinds of like insane things to say. And I because this guy was a paying customer, I sent this, and he was paying for Pro Stats. I sent it over to Barry, my legal officer, and I said, hey, I need a determination on this. And, you know, I think he violates our terms of service, and I don't have any problem canceling and sending him a why he's being canceled and termination of service. And Barry viewed, and about 15 minutes later, he called me back and he says, and this was like 5 o'clock Friday, and I had held some people at the office, and I said, you know, take it down now. And I emailed the individual And basically, he wasn't hosting with us. He was just using our podcast metric stats redirect. But in the URL on his website, you could see blueberry.com and then where the media was hosted. And so we had gotten a couple of notes from people, basically, even in the short time that I'd gotten this message on Facebook Messenger that said, hey. So we responded to all that on social media, and I had no problem removing these sites. And then I'm like, my God, how much more of this is out there? And so far, we've found 4 shows, one that was a paying customer, 3 that were non-claim shows that we have terminated from the listing, and 1 terminated service. But when I sent the email informing the individual what we had done, almost immediately I got a email back that was, well, what I would expect from an individual like this. It wasn't pleasant, but, you know, I don't need to associate. I mean, my business doesn't allow this. We don't allow hate speech and harassment and threaten to kill people and that kind of stuff. So for a long time, a lot of companies, and I think of all the years that we've been doing this, that I probably have had takedown notices sent to us, you know, over 12 years, maybe 4 or 5 times. And usually it's someone has said something bad about their company, or made a comment about someone and they got upset and didn't like it and asked for a show to be removed. And we've said, no, it's not, you know, this individual's expressing an opinion. If you don't like what he says and you want to sue him, go ahead, but it's not violating a terms of service. So I don't remember in any time in the past 12 years where I've had to take sites down. So Twitter, Discord, Reddit, Facebook, PayPal, Squarespace, Intel, IBM, GE, OkCupid, Uber have all been terminating accounts, and Spotify. And I didn't even know this kind of music existed, but Spotify removed what was being termed white supremacy music. I didn't even know that was a genre, but they were informed of 37 what they call white power bands, and Spotify has removed some of them from its service, and it's universal. It goes across all markets. Not only that, going a little further here, the Russians, like I said, that neo-Nazi Daily Stormer site has lost its Russian domain too. The Russians took it down less than 24 hours after being up. So it's good to see the web react. Now, the challenge I have with some of this is you have this big, huge library, right? And some of it's is listed as a specifically as a show in the directory. It's not even hosted with us. We had one individual that was a customer that we canceled. But how do you, you know, I can't police it, you know. And people, if they think, you know, they don't even, what happened to us is the guy that was on Facebook was really cool, but I got a tweet that said, boycott Blueberry because they're hosting this media. And I'm like, we didn't even, no, I don't go through and it's really Safe Harbors Act and all that stuff. If I go through and start reviewing every show, it's a whole craziness. So we just have to react when we can. But it really kind of surprised me. I'm just, maybe I'm living in a sheltered community here in Hawaii where for goodness sakes, it's the rainbow state, right? So everything here, everyone here is very tolerant. And, you know, I don't think in the, you know, a few times I've been out and I've heard something mentioned, but he's just young, you know, oftentimes, white guys in Hawaii will be called hollies. And it's a pretty derogatory term, depending how it's really kind of used. And, you know, I've had young kids or something, you know, that maybe don't know any better. And I just kind of, you know, it is what it is. But for the most part, Hawaii is very, very open, you know. And I don't know. It just shocks me. It really, really does. It's scary. It's really, really scary. To think that you could be living next door to a neo-Nazi and not even know it. That word is so overused at this point. You know, I shouldn't be using it myself, but obviously Uber will continue to ban white supremacists from its platform, and they were apparently organizing people with Uber in Charlotte and other places. But one thing I did find also surprising was there's an article over in VentureBeat, and there's a website called Gab. And I don't know what the actual URL is. It's founded by a gentleman by the name of Andrew Torba. And he was a big supporter of the president who was kicked off the Y, basically a big investment firm, a Y Combinator alumni network last year. And he was basically kicked off for speaking in a threatening and harassing way towards other VCs. And he said that that removal was politically motivated. So Gab is this a new chat startup, and over the last 4 days, and this is the type of press you don't want if you're a startup. The social network Gab has seen a surge in donations to its crowdfunding campaign as it plays up its anti-Silicon Valley crusade. Gab passed $1 million raised. That includes almost $500,000 in just the last 5 days. And Gab isn't being coy about its feelings towards Silicon Valley. And they made a very, like, wow type of, you know, I'd get fired if I put this in my Twitter feed. Pretty strong. But guess who's hanging out on Gab? So they raised $500,000 in the last 5 days. All right. Who's hanging out there? The dude that's behind this website, this Stormer website, Andrew Anglin. He's hanging out over on Gab. He says, if you're seeing that I'm on here, please tell people, spam it, wherever. This is what I've been reduced to. How the mighty have fallen, but I shall have my revenge. So, you're a startup? Oh. I'm just like, that would be like the worst possible person ever that would find refuge. But they're not saying anything about it. They're happy about raising $1 million. But how much of that came from his supporters? It makes you go, doesn't it? So there's craziness going on. I'm just, to be honest with you, I'm kind of blown away. So anyway, I'm kind of shocked. Now, they said they also got a bunch of money when the engineer at Google was fired. And that drove some of their funding, too. But it's one thing to have a conservative opinion, but at the same, and I don't know if this guy, well, whatever his opinion is, it's the lines are so weird right now. It's just weird. I don't know. Are you guys freaked out like I am? And this is where I said last show, we need to talk more, right, to one another. Instead of, like, yelling at each other. It's getting crazy. Okay. Moving on. Tomorrow, DreamHost will square up against the U.S. Department of Justice to avoid handing over 1.3 million IP addresses. So the data domains breaks, they say, First and Fourth Amendment. So we'll see what happens at this this hearing. I don't know if the judge will rule, but the DreamHost, which hosts Disrupt TJ20.org, will argue at 9:30 a.m. in a Washington, D.C. courtroom that the demand for visitor records from the website breaks both the First and Fourth Amendments on free speech and reasonable search. So we'll see where this goes and where they make it. Now, on more happy news, do any of you have young ladies in the Girl Scouts? Well, the Girl Scouts have worked with NASA and SETI, and they have they come up with a set of new astronomy merit badges. So this is exciting. So this new Girl Scout merit badge will encourage the young ladies to study space science. And so if you're a Girl Scout, you can currently earn merit badges for designing robots, developing your skills as home scientists, studying the sky, or becoming a computer expert. Soon you'll be able to shoot for the stars. The Organization of Girl Scouts of the USA has partnered with NASA and the SETI Institute to develop a series of space science badges. The program is called Reaching for the Stars. So this is awesome. And, you know, those of you that are listening, I've got two wonderful developers that are at my that are in my company that are great programmers. They do a great job. There is great opportunities in the space for men and women, and it's not always a boys' club. And I'm proof. You know, my company's proof. We got some great ladies working with us. Okay, switching here. Obi-Wan Kenobi is reportedly getting his own standalone Star Wars film. So that's interesting. And so they're looking for a director. So how far can they take the Star Wars entire stack, all right? North Carolina Elections Agency first learned they've been hacked from leaked documents published by The Intercept. So The Intercept released some of these documents that had been released from NSA contractor Realty Winner. And basically, they learned that their voting machines have been hacked because of the leak. And it's gotten into this legal quagmire because they can't do a lot because these documents are technically classified by the government. And you can't present those as evidence because even though they're publicly available, they're still classified. So, but it's pretty sad. How come the government didn't inform North Carolina that they'd been hacked? Why did they have to read about it in the news? It's one of those things that really makes you go, you know? Okay, U.S. Air Force is prepping the mysterious X-37B spacecraft for a September launch. And this will be the fifth flight of the X-37B. No word what's on the actual load. How many of you are running out of charger ports in your car? I know a number of you are having this issue where you're sharing plugs. Now, my CX-9, it has a cigarette lighter in the back, and back, middle row, and also in the front. My car was built before they started putting USB charger parts on in 2000. Mine was a 2009. So I always have to use cigarette lighter chargers. Anker has come up with a 4-port. Normally, I've only seen like 2-port ones. This is a 4-port one. Awesome. Already ordered two. $13.99 on Amazon. So they're discounted right now. I'm a big fan of Anker parts, Anker stuff. They do a real good job. Their cables are pretty cool too. So anyway, check that out. If you're looking for a 4-port, they all deliver. And of course, your cigarette lighter can handle a lot of amperage. It'll do 2.6 amps per port, so just about charge anything that's out there. Link will be up in the show notes. If you have a Galaxy Note 4, a series of them have been recalled. Now, this is not Samsung's fault. Apparently, there was a number of Galaxy 4s that were repaired through... who was it? The affected batteries are found refurbished Note 4s that were distributed through FedEx supply chain as a replacement form for an AT&T insurance program. So if you have a Galaxy Note 4, and it was replaced by AT&T, you may be on a recall list, okay? Because they use non-Samsung batteries in the repair, and they have they can heat up, so they've been recalled, all right? Hey, we found Kirk found an article today about 6 tips to help speed up your favorite streaming service. For those of you on limited connectivity, I've got a good article here to help you kind of help things along when it comes to getting the video in on your computers when you're maybe in a less than optimal conditions. This is really important too when you're on travel, on your mobile devices, to be able to help speed things up. So I'll have the link up in the show notes on that. If you are any type of a programmer, if you're a coder or a white hat hacker, there's some bug bounty hunting resources out there. So I'll have that link up in the show notes for any of you that are already doing dev work and so forth. Those of you on Android, there's been a major revamp of the Google app, and it's starting to roll out to Android users. The new, just basically been a refresh of the design. And you get some tabs on the bottom that separate news from the predictive upcoming cards and a few things like that. The feed revamps also come with a home screen panel for Pixel Launcher users instead of being a clone of the primary Google app interface. So those of you on Pixels get just a little bit of a piece. And you can do A/B stuff right now. Basically, you can use one interface or the other. So keep an eye out for that. Those of you that have yet to upgrade to Windows 10, we found a great training video for you if you're scared to make the leap. So you can review that video on how to update to Windows 10. I found this totally hilarious. There's a crowdfunded billboard that's shaming politicians for selling you out on net neutrality. This particular one was Blackburn. I don't know who she or he is. Oh, she took $497,499 from the telecoms, and she voted to let them sell your web history without your permission. Ask her why, and it gives her telephone number. So, oh, here's another one. It's Representative Blackburn. So they're putting billboards up. I love it. Yes, indeed. Shaming them for messing with net neutrality. So they are... crowdfunding these if you want to contribute to it to shame your congressman. Daily Deal, Raspberry Pi Mastery Bundle. The Raspberry Pi offers nearly endless programming and computing possibilities. The $34 Raspberry Pi Mastery Bundle offers 8 courses. The Raspberry Pi is not included to help you learn the basics of how to program and build your Raspberry Pi. So if you have a Raspberry Pi, this is a training kit. For $34. But again, you have to have a Raspberry Pi already or you have to order one on your own. All right. Twitter is going to be live streaming its chase of the eclipse across the United States. You know, what's funny is I've been doing some Freedom of Information Act requests for Quincy Community Schools in Quincy, Michigan. And I've so far submitted 5. And my 4th one was responded to today by a call from the school's lawyer. And he was explaining, you're going to get a letter today telling you what's going on. We need 7 more days to get some stuff redacted before we deliver this personnel record. So I'm like, yeah. And he says, the reason it's getting done today because I'm leaving to go watch the eclipse. And I'm like, well, you can just watch it online. He said, oh, no. I gotta drive somewhere. So I was talking to my mom about it. I've seen 2 full eclipses. I've seen one sometime when I was in Guam, and I seen one sometime when I was still a teenager, I think. But I remember having seen 2, so for me it was kind of like not a big deal this go around. And it turns out I am going to be in Hawaii on Monday. I'm not traveling to Monday night, so I won't be in California to see it. We get a little sliver here, but I'll probably work through it and just watch it online. But anyway, this lawyer was leaving to go somewhere to see the eclipse. Are you driving somewhere to go see the eclipse? If you are, let me know where you're going and how it goes. Let us update us, all right? Hey, Google Home Voice is now enabled calling. So,
I'm not sure how to help with that yet.
At its annual I.O. Developers Conference, Google confirmed it will soon launch hands-free calling for the Google device. It is a bit different from Amazon's equivalent feature, which requires both people to have an Amazon account. Google uses voice IP technology to call standard phone numbers. Google has now started to roll out this feature for users in the United States and Canada. Users don't need to go through a setup procedure in order to use the feature. All they need to do is give a relevant Google command. You can say, hey, beep, call George. Granted, users will have to use Google Contacts if they want to call people by name. If they want to call business, Google will search for the number and then place the call from them. Commands like redial can also be given to hang up the caller. You can just say stop or tap the top of the Google device. Since Google relies on voice IP numbers, the recipient will see no caller ID or unknown. Users do have the option to link their Project Fi or Google Voice number through the Google app so that the number can be used for calling. So, very, very cool. Been able to do that for a while with the Amazon device. Movado. You ever heard of Movado? If you're looking for a styling Android Wear smartwatch, they have put one out. And let me see here. Is it loading? Yep. Let me show this to you. So this Android Wear smartwatch, what's it going to cost? Does it say $595? And the price goes as high as $995 for an Eon-coated gold model. So if you are familiar with the Movado brand, you can get an Android Wear smartwatch. All right. So link will be up in the show notes on that. And those of you that were just watching live, you got a pop-up PC computing advertisement as well. Andy Rubin's Essential Phone is up for pre-order through Sprint. So starting today, Essential Phones are available for pre-order. You can do a lease for 2 years at $15 per month for 18 months. If you want to keep the phone at the end of the lease, you'll have to pay the remaining balance of the phone's full price of $700. You can also make monthly installment payments on the $200 4K Essential 360-degree camera. So this is available on Sprint. You can use it on other networks, but no discount deal. And it's unlocked, so you'll be able to move it around. Facebook is going to be eliminating video clickbait from newsfeed. I don't know what that fully means. I don't think I've seen too much video clickbait, but if you have, they're getting ready to crack down on that. Hyundai is developing a long-range premium electric car. So, more and more of the legacy car manufacturers are jumping on the electric car bandwagon. And we know Tesla's, having success, and so has Nissan, of course, with all the Leafs that are running around. But they're planning to launch an all-electric sedan under its premium Genesis brand in 2021. And the car will have a range of 310 miles per charge. Hyundai is also going to launch electric version of its Kona small SUV, which will offer a range of 240 miles. And that vehicle will be launched the first half of 2018. That 300 mile is really key, because you know why? About every car that I've had has needed gas at about 300 miles. So this seems to be the sweet spot. If you're moving on here, if you're a Reddit fan, Reddit gets native video support and adds upload feature to website and mobile apps. I find myself answering podcast support tickets on Reddit a lot. It just seems like a weird place to put a video. YouTube's live TV service is available on behalf of all U.S. homes. The upcoming markets that will see YouTube TV in major metropolitan areas is Austin, Birmingham, Cleveland, and Akron, Denver, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Battle Creek, Greensboro, High Point, Winston-Salem, Harrisburg, Lancaster, Lebanon, York, Hartford, New Haven, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Milwaukee, Norfolk, Portsmouth, Newport News, Oklahoma City, Raleigh, Durham, Salt Lake City, and San Diego, and St. Louis. Coming to you for YouTube Live. What about Honolulu? Come on now. Judges smacked the crap out of AT&T, and they've yanked the plug on their latest attack, AT&T's latest attack on Google Fiber. District Judge David Howell said on Wednesday that the U.S. telco giant must allow the installation of Google Fiber lines on the city's telephone poles. AT&T has challenged Louisville's One Touch Make Ready rule, which allows Google technicians to handle and temporarily move cables from other providers when they install their own fiber broadband on public poles. Through its Bell subsidy, AT&T argued that the rule unfairly threatens its own ability to operate. So the judge says, nope. The ruling means Google Fiber can go forward with its plans to install the lines for the fiber service without fear of legal reprisal from AT&T. The rural Louisville service is said to still be in the works, even with a slimmed-down fiber operation at Alphabet. So, go pack sand, AT&T. Especially most of those polls were not put up by you. Congressional leaders are asking for an investigation of the FCC cyber attack. They don't think that, and believe it or not, this came from my own local Senator Brian Schatz and Congressman Frank Pallone Jr. sent a letter to the Government Accounting Office encouraging a full review of the FCC's practices and claims. So they don't believe what the FCC said, that they can't release information about their denial of service attack following the John Oliver segment on HBO when he pressed for the details, basically when they, we wiped out the sites trying to put feedback in. If you use Skype a lot, Skype's new look arrives on the desktop. So the Chat Focus update comes with new features for messaging and calls. So Skype is making a preview version of its new desktop design available for users to try out. I don't do preview on Skype. It breaks too many things. I wait till it's fully updated. Another voting machine supplier has allowed the exposure of 1.8 million voter records. Cybersecurity firm UpGuard has discovered that personal information from over 1.8 million Chicago residents was unintentionally exposed by voting machine supplier Election System and Software, ESNS. The backup files of voter data was found on Amazon Web Services and weren't protected with a password. Oh my goodness. What a bunch of idiots. If you don't know how to use Amazon Web Services and secure stuff, you need to hire someone that does. If you have a Volvo, specifically an XC60, and that sounds like something very expensive, but if you are going to be in Oregon, Idaho, Nebraska, Missouri, and South Carolina, you can borrow an ISO certified magnetized moonroof filter that allow you to look out the top of your moonroof. You can stay in your car, run the AC, watch the eclipse. You have to call your local Volvo dealership to borrow one, all right? So, anyway, sounds like a gimmick. Apple Secure Enclave, an ARM-based co-processor used to enhance iOS security. The key to that, the decryption key, has been released in the wild. Don't know how that got out, but that was based on the on an older phone, I think an iPhone 5. So, but the hackers are all glorious that they're going to be able to basically look at this firmware and see what it's doing. So, more behind the looks of the Apple operating system. Hey, GitHub CEO Chris Wanzrath to step down after finding his own replacement. 3.5 years after his return, he's going to step down as the CEO of GitHub. The company's passed $200 million in revenue and reaching new user highs for its popular code repository site, valued by investors at $2 billion. So he's going to pull the plug here. Is he getting some money out of it when he does? I don't know. But anyway, he's looking for a replacement. There's a good article over on Trend Labs and from Trend Micro talking about the crisis of connected car when vulnerabilities affect the systems. And basically, they have found a way to hack into modern internet-capable cars and deploy the airbag. So, let me read this. Is it really? Can they really deploy the airbag? stealth, then I'm service attacked. It uses the network protocol. So maybe it doesn't do the error, but I read pre-article on this where it had something to do with the airbag. So don't quote me on this, but I have this link up in the show notes. But, you know, the Internet of Things or vehicles are still going to be vulnerable here. Comcast, surprisingly good wireless plans now available nationwide. You can get an unlimited data plan for $45 a month. That's substantially less than Verizon's own $80 per month unlimited data plan. So for at least one user, but if you're, they're saying if you have a Comcast customer and you're already getting ripped off by having to pay the extra $50 for unlimited internet to your connected internet, for another $45, you can get a phone with unlimited internet. AT&T is once again offering new DirecTV Now customers a free Apple TV again. Okay. I don't find myself using my Apple TV a lot. I use my Amazon Fire and I use my Netflix box. That's what I primarily use the most. All right, over on Engadget, the wire cutter, lots of deals here. Some 27-inch monitors on sale, Anker Power Drive. Oh, that we already talked about that one. iPad Pro on sale. A pressure cooker on sale. So I'm going to get some stuff at the end of the show notes tonight for you to take a look at on some value deals. All right. Hey, tonight's show, I hope you got any comments. If you drop me a line and let me know what you think on what's going on here. And especially at the beginning of the show, if you have any feedback on my commentary about the Charlotte situation, and let's just all try to get along, okay? Life is too short to have this kind of crap going on, and for people to be hurt and killed, and because you know some idiot drives through a crowd. It's and of course the situation in Barcelona today. I'm behind in the news. I heard about that late this afternoon, and I don't know how many's died there, but it's just like, you know, vehicles being used as weapons is the new thing. You don't need a handgun. You just ram your car through people. It's just crazy. So parents, everyone, please, when you're out and about and you're in a crowd and, you know, always be aware of your situational awareness. There's lots of videos on the internet about force protection and how to protect yourself when you're on travel and, you know, things you can do to, you know, just be more aware. Having your head down in your phone is not a good idea these days, all right? Until you're someplace where you're safe, out of the way, in a little cubby someplace, you know, any place there's a congregation of people, especially in Europe right now, it's not good. Too many incidents happening, and I know that we want to go to these great tourist destinations and see these things, but maybe it's time for a vacation to Hawaii and come to the beach and not have to be in these high-risk areas. So be careful out there, okay? We want you to continue as listeners. We don't want anything to happen to you. All right, that's all I've got for you tonight. And I want to thank you very much for listening to the show. If you have comments, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. It's been my pleasure to bring this to you. I lasted. I'm probably going to crash very quickly after the show tonight when I hit the downhill slide, but we'll get the show out for you and up in the show notes. And I will be back with you a week from Monday. No shows next week, all right? Just so you know, follow my stuff on Facebook. I'm going to be putting stuff up on Facebook, some little short videos. Again, while I travel on these types of events, it's just impossible to do the shows. And, we've been together long enough that it's good for me also to have this year I've had a little few more than normal, but some periodic breaks here and there. And those of you that have been on live tonight with me, thank you for being here and trying to change up the camera situation a little bit. I know you were looking at the side of my head because I forgot to look at the right camera for a while. But, hey, yeah, the side of my head probably is better than the back of my head. Where there's no hair, but I want to hear from you. geeknews@gmail.com is the place to drop me an email. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time here on the Geek News Podcast. Take care. Aloha.